The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Oh, yeah, baby. It's been a week, a great week for Trump's nominees. Monday's the inauguration, and it has been moved inside. Because of weather, they say. Welcome back. Glad you're here. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli and Instagram Zeoli Show. Just set your DVR or tune in live tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Fox News Channel live show. Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Failla. I will be on the show. I'm very, very excited about that, along with Lydia Moynihan, Dagan McDowell, and Emily Campagno. And it's going to be a blast. So please tune in tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Live studio audience. Now, this will be my first time back on the show with a live audience. I'll be Well, first of all, I mean, thank God they're sending a car for me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to go. And I don't know. Jimmy introduces us, and we walk on to the desk, not on the desk, but, you know, behind the desk. And the audience cheers. I don't know how I'm going to do that yet. I got to figure that out. If I'm going to use crutches or hobble or I don't know. Maybe I can have maybe I can get like, I don't know, Tyrus to carry me like a baby or something. I'm not sure. But either way, we'll figure it out. Figure it out. Tune in tomorrow night. That is the big story of the hour. That I'll be on Fox News Saturday night, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria. This is the time for you to make your appointment for a dentist. Dental health is incredibly important. It is the key to health overall, your dental health. So don't neglect it. Go to my man, Dr. Mike, VenariaDental.com, okay? A couple things I wanted to mention for you, because we still have some great audio that I wanted to get to before the show's over today. So, first of all, I sent this to you. This is Marco Rubio. I was talking to Kristen Welker earlier today. And, you know, I'm not a huge Rubio fan, but I think he did do a good job, though, shutting her down over the idea of mass deportations. So let's begin there. Take a listen.
Donald Trump has said he's willing to build migrant detention camps and deploy the U.S. military to deport the more than 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country. It would be the largest deportation operation in American history. Do you support that plan?
11 million. That's an outdated. That was the number 10 years ago. We're talking upwards of 20, 25, maybe 30 million. Well, there's been almost 10 million people that have entered this country unlawfully in the last 3 years.
To the question, would you support
The number varies big time. I mean, it's another 9 to 10 million people just in the last 3 years. The answer to your question is yes. We cannot absorb 25, 30 million people who entered this country illegally. They're here illegally. What country on earth would tolerate that? We don't even know who most of these people are. They talk about vetting them with what? They're coming from nations that don't even have document systems in many cases. Yes, we are going to have to do something, unfortunately. We're going to have to do something dramatic to remove people from this country that are here illegally, especially people we know nothing about. But 10 million, 11 million, that was the number 15 years ago. Today, it's upwards of probably 25 to 30 million, maybe more.
Senator, here's what you said about Donald Trump's mass deportations proposals in 2016. Take a look.
I don't think it's reasonable to say you're going to round up and deport 11 million people. I don't think it's a plan that works.
I don't think that's a realistic policy.
So why have you changed your mind now?
Because the issue has completely changed. When I said that back in 2013, when I was involved in immigration reform, we had 11, 12 million people that had been here for longer than a decade. Now we've had almost that number in the last 3 years alone from all over the world, including people that I believe are terrorists, people that I believe are going to conduct terrorist attacks.
Let me just jump in here for a second. Thank you, Matt. I think Rubio just kind of sticks his finger up in the wind. But look, the fact that he's changed his thinking on this shows you that Trump has changed people's thinking on this. Because you remember where the Republican Party was. This whole idea of, remember Jeb Bush, you know, immigrants are more fertile and the deportation has to happen. Got to get the criminals out of here. And we need to seal the border. We need to do all these things. But Alejandro Mayorkas is now trying to throw other people under the bus right now, throwing Biden's inner circle under the bus for not allowing him to secure the border. Isn't that something on the way out the door? Cut number 9.
Secretary, do you not, I mean, put the politics of the election aside if you want. Do you not look at the immigration issue in this country and what has transpired over the last 4 years, given the number of people coming into this country illegally, given the firestorm that this has created, the national dialogue about it, given some of the efforts, frankly, by the administration, especially early on, to be more lenient than they had been? Do you think none of those things, if you could go back, you would do differently?
Look, yes. And you have to understand something, and this is not specific to government, but to any large organization, including a government administration. People have different views on what the correct policies should be, what the correct operational measures should be. Those disagreements, those different views are voiced, decisions are made, and then everyone marches in unity together. That is the nature of a large organization, and the government is no different.
But just so I'm clear, that are you suggesting your own personal views about how to operate this were at odds, or there was a distinction between your personal approach and how you would have wanted to do it and how maybe your bosses wanted to do it?
I don't want to get into the deliberative process. We're one team and it's one effort, but this is not a revolutionary concept, that there are disparate views when one has many people involved in the decision-making process.
I don't know. Sounds like to me like he's trying to dodge responsibility for it. Oh, by the way, Kid Rock had a message from Michelle Obama after she said she would not go to the inauguration. And apparently now Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, none of them are going to the inauguration either. Remember all the outrage when Trump wouldn't go to Biden's inauguration? Cut number 11.
So is this your first inauguration?
No. I was actually listening to your show a little bit before I got in the truck here, and I heard, you know, Michelle Obama's not attending. I would kindly remind her that years back, when Obama was first elected, I did not vote for him. But they asked me to play the inauguration, and I played it, and I went. Had a good time. I went for out of respect for the presidency, so I would kindly remind Miss Michelle about that.
At least he called her Miss Michelle and didn't make any jokes about her being a dude. All right. By the way, Matt DeSantis, I noticed that you have a lot of Janet Yellen cuts in here about her doing drugs.
I mean, how could I not add that to the show sheet? The audio is fantastic.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, you're saying now they will attend the swearing-in? Oh, Obama, Biden, and Bush?
Yeah, they're just not going to attend Trump's inaugural lunch. Oh, Michelle Obama is not attending anything, though, to be clear.
No, big Michelle is not. Also, what are we? Do you believe it's really weather, or do you think it's something else?
I think it is weather, but also it's a nice way for them to kind of just avoid any type of shenanigans in the first. It's a good excuse, is what I'm saying.
Justin, what do you think?
I think the same exact thing. Like, the weather is a good excuse. Just it's like they want to be absolutely 100% certain. I mean, he had the one assassination attempt in Butler and the foiled one at Mar-a-Lago. So yeah. It's nice that the weather is cold enough that they can, like, say that they're pushing it inside for the weather. But I think they are taking, like, every single precaution that they could possibly take.
Yeah, I agree with Justin. I think it's a win-win for them. You get to avoid the cold, and you get to alleviate any threat of something horrible happening.
Yeah, there was this story from CBS News about pilots flying in a grid-like pattern to scan for radiological or nuclear irregularities ahead of the inauguration. I'm calling BS on it being weather. It's definitely security-related, I think. Take a listen to this, cut 10.
From only 150 feet in the air, pilots dodge buildings.
Hey, tower on your left side.
Flying in a grid over the National Mall to scan for radiological or nuclear irregularities, threats like dirty bombs.
So you're trying to create a blueprint of what the radiation in Washington, D.C. looks like ahead of the inauguration.
Correct. Department of Energy scientist Jacqueline Brandon calls this low-flying helicopter one of just two of its kind, her office.
If we find a radiological irregularity, we'll investigate it even further.
Highly sensitive technology sets off alarms in the air.
That's an alarm. That is an alarm. It's a slight variation in our spectra is what it's saying.
On the ground, a mission led and meticulously rehearsed by the U.S. Secret Service at their training facility in Maryland. Agents role-playing worst-case scenarios.
Can we try a vehicle having a flat tire? Can we try someone having a heart attack? These are all the things we want to mentally prepare for because we have an immediate action for all those things.
Michael Thomas is the coordinator for the big day.
The amount of fencing and the amount of personnel that we bring in for this inauguration eclipses all other inaugurations that we have.
About 25,000 law enforcement and military personnel will safeguard the inauguration, including 7,800 National Guard authorized to protect the nation's capital and its 250,000 ticketed guests. Throughout the city, a ring of steel, 30 miles of anti-scale fencing, and along the icy Potomac, more than 25 Coast Guard vessels lined up.
Ready to deploy.
Ready to deploy.
Yeah, I'm calling BS on the weather. Oh, this I love. This is a pizzeria charging a whopping $125 for a pizza if you order pineapple on the pizza. I love that because you can have your pineapple, but they're going to charge you $125 for it to deter people from ordering pineapple on a pizza. I think that's brilliant, don't you? I mean, it's capitalism, guys. Capitalism. Am I right?
I have no sympathy for anyone that puts pineapple on a pizza, so charge whatever you'd like.
Charge whatever you like. Boom. All right, so we're all calling BS on the weather. It's not the that's the excuse. It's something's up. I don't know what. The drone, between the drones and everything else, I think something's up. But hopefully everything will be fine on Monday. Kind of not regretting not being able to go to D.C. now. I'm just saying. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I think everything's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Just relax. All right. We all decided we're going to win the Eagles game. But now the question, and we all decided that Matt DeSantis loves Pete Hegseth. The only other question is, why did he put so many quotes about Janet Yellen doing drugs on the cut sheet, Justin, the sheet formerly known as the cut sheet? What do you think that's all about?
I it might be another Pete Hegseth situation, you know? He swings both ways. We don't know.
He wants to definitely party with Janet Yellen.
None of this is true. All I said was Pete Hegseth was handsome. That's all I said. And you know what? If Janet Yellen is talking about doing drugs, you better believe I'm going to put it on the show sheet. We have to air that type of content.
I thought he was about to say, better believe I'll be there.
he wants to party with America's grandmother.
You wouldn't want to party with Janet Yellen.
No, I have no interest in partying with Janet Yellen. As high as a kite as she may be. No, I don't eat mushrooms with Janet Yellen.
You,
no.
You want to go to China and eat shrooms with Yellen? That's insane.
No, and she sounds like Buffalo Bill, and she sounds like a serial killer, and this is what she talks about, eating magic mushrooms. Just imagine your grandma talking about doing drugs, cut 13.
We went to a restaurant that serves Yunnanese food. And what I later discovered after having some very delicious mushrooms is that, and this appeared the next day in Chinese social media and became quite a tweet storm, that these particular mushrooms, if they're not cooked correctly, are hallucinogenic. Well, it was a great restaurant. They were cooked properly. We had no idea that there was anything about these mushrooms until we realized this had become a media frenzy.
Okay.
But they were delicious, and
totally
I recommend
innocent.
It if anybody.
Okay, good.
By the way, don't you think that based on her economic policy for the country that she's probably been high on mushrooms the entire 4 years? That would be one explanation for it, I think. Just throwing it out there. Dr. Coates just texted me. Christy Noem did, in fact, shoot her dogs. That's a damn shame. Well, they were kind of loud during the interview. Oh, that's a damn shame. I love those dogs. What else do we got? Oh, Johnny Cook is telling me not to go. So I'll be on Fox News Saturday night tomorrow night, which is Saturday night with Jimmy Failla. Fox News Saturday night. He said, I don't think you should risk a setback for this one guest appearance. There will be plenty of others. Johnny, the show must go on, my man. The show must go on. We got to do this. Plus, Emily Campagna is going to be there. So, I mean, you can't say no to that. It's going to be fun. Matt DeSantis won't watch it. Justin, I know you'll watch because you're an actual friend.
Yeah. So. I will be there from my grandparents' house as soon as the show comes on. I'll even DVR it so I can watch it again the next day.
You know, we'll tell Matt that Pete Hegseth's going to be on. This way he'll tune in and watch.
I watch every time. I just don't watch live.
Yeah, but if Pete Hegseth was on, you would.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Throw in Janet Yellen and I'll have it.
If Janet Yellen was there, though, then maybe, yeah.
If Janet Yellen and Pete Hegseth were on, DeSantis would definitely watch live.
Oh, absolutely. Then it's a party. I'm in.
By the way, what's up with Biden? Why can't he say that weight loss drug's name?
I don't know, but this whole clip is weird. There's also a visual component, which we're not going to get, where after he mispronounces the weight loss drug Ozempic, he like puts his hand in his mouth. The whole thing's weird. Do you want to hear the audio, though?
Yes, I do, definitely.
All right, here it is.
And drugs for blood clots and so much more. And just this morning, I announced the next phase, the next 15 drugs subject to negotiation. Drugs that will treat cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and so much more, including Ozempic.
Weirdly put his hand in his mouth.
But it really is an incredible drug. These reforms just don't save seniors money.
Ozempia. I'm really going to miss his mumbling and stuttering. Is he going to the inauguration?
Yeah, he'll be there. And all Jill right. will be there as well.
Dr. Jill Biden.
Sorry, Dr. Jill will
doctor,
be there.
Please. All right, please.
I'm not surprised she'll be attending because I'm pretty sure you're right that she voted for Donald Trump.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, no, she's there. I wonder if she's going to be wearing red, her MAGA red, for the inauguration. So... that'll be nice to see. I was thinking too about the whole thing about Monday, and I think the garbage truck. I read this: the garbage truck that Trump was in after Biden called everybody garbage is going to be part of the inaugural parade on Monday. That's kind of cool. If that's actually true, did you see that?
I did not see that. That's news to me.
Yeah, I think that's going to be true. How do we want to do Monday's show, by the way? So the inauguration's at noon, and then we'll be on at 3. I imagine there's probably going to be, during the show, and we have a shortened show on Monday, too. There's basketball on, so we're only on from 3 to 6. I know, it's a damn shame. I am depressed. I know. We're all crushed by that. What we should do is be prepared to take live. I imagine Trump's going to be saying things. There'll be lots of things we'll cut into during the show. But do we want any guests on? I mean, how are we going to play this on Monday? What do you think?
I don't know. Justin and I were talking about it. I don't know whether or not to schedule people or just kind of, I don't know, fly by the seat of our pants and see what unfolds throughout the day, because we don't want to miss anything.
Yeah, I think we just kind of fly by the seat of our pants. If anyone's down there and wants to call in, like, you know, we could maybe do that or something. The problem is that now everything's changed, so only members of Congress are going to be allowed inside the rotunda, and everything is kind of shifting now. But there are a lot of cool parties and stuff that I was going to go to that I can't now. So maybe we just have people call in from that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll just fly by the seat of our pants.
Worth noting that the confirmation vote for Hegseth is also on Inauguration Day, I think.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Well, that would be helpful, because then if Pete Hegseth gets confirmed, a spot will open on Fox News. So that'll be good. I'm just saying. Anyway, all right, more to come. TikTok has been the ban upheld by the Supreme Court. And I want to tell you that Dr. Mike Veneria, great guy, great friend, really, truly, I'm just so blessed to know him personally, and his family, too. Wonderful people. We have gotten to know Dr. Mike and his daughter and just the whole crew. And I'm grateful for all his great dental work that he's done for me and my family. And Mom is the only first discovered him for our family. And why does having a great dentist matter? Because your smile is everything. It tells the world how you feel. Everybody's always looking at your smile. And also, here's something else too. When it comes to your health, your dental health is key. Now, Dr. Mike, for over 10 years, has been recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants, a master of giving you the smile of your dreams. If you've had an estimate for complicated dental work, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. What are you waiting for? Plus, in addition to that, Dr. Mike can also handle all your family's dental needs. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey, both right over the bridge. Now, maybe you're saying to me, Rich, why would I go from Pennsylvania to Jersey for a dentist? The reason why is because you go to the best, not the closest. Come on! And Dr. Mike is the best. There's simply no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria. So please, reach out to him today by going to VeneriaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. You'll love the people in the office. You'll love the great staff, the music that plays. Everything about the experience is excellent. And don't worry, because you don't have to worry about any pain either. Dr. Mike will take care of all that for you as well. VeneriaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, the master of dental implants, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Having a good week. And Monday, of course, is the inauguration of President Donald Trump. We'll give you lots of inauguration coverage. The other hosts will be live at the NAC, the Newtown Athletic Club, starting with Kale and Company, and then Dawn Stenslin, Dom Giordano, from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then I will be on the air with you live at 3. I was going to be in Washington and do the show from Washington on Monday, but unfortunately, I can't pull that off. However, I can pull off Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Failla, and that will be tomorrow night, 10 p.m. on the Fox News channel. So set your DVR. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to that. So as far as the TikTok ban, Justice Neil Gorsuch said the following. And because the record shows that the People's Republic of China can require TikTok's parent company to cooperate with its efforts to obtain personal data, he was justifying Congress's ability then to do so by saying there is little to stop all that information from ending up in the hands of a designated foreign adversary. Now, look, I disagree with the Supreme Court on this. I disagree with Gorsuch on this. I agree with Senator Rand Paul on this. But I also think this is a moot point, because this is going to be like playing whack-a-mole here. I know a lot of people are cheering on this and they're like, yeah, this is great. Got to stop this app. This app will become meaningless and useless very, very quickly. I mean, in this day and age we live in, you have to realize something, and that is that, and anybody who has teenagers will tell you this, and I don't have teenagers yet, thank God, but I will at some point. But I have friends who have teenagers, and they tell me this all the time. They the way that young people move on from apps, it's lightning speed. Where an app that's cool today is not cool tomorrow. I don't even know if the word is cool anymore, or whatever that word is. So the fact that this is going to be banned means that TikTok is going to be cool for the next 48 hours. If it shuts down at all, then what's going to happen is that ultimately they'll just move on to something else and they won't come back to TikTok. And that's why the potential buyers of this pointed that out. Like today it was said by a couple of the people that potentially might buy this, like the guy from Shark Tank who said, Kevin O'Leary, who said, yeah, you know, there's a $20 billion offer on the table. But if the app is forced to shut down, we're going to lose a lot of users who won't come back. So the value of that is going to go down immensely. And from China's perspective, well, China's not really worried about this. And this is why I say this is kind of like whack-a-mole. And this is kind of a moot point and not to really lose sleep over. And that is that by the time that the TikTok thing is sorted out, they'll have moved on to something else. And then by the time Congress gets around to banning that app, then that app will become meaningless and they'll move on to something else. That's just the way of the world. This is all moving at lightning speed and lightning pace. And I think that the focus on just TikTok it's just silly from that perspective. I really do, because the number one app in the App Store right now is also a Chinese-based app. And that's this Red Note app. And they don't even hide it. I mean, it's literally in Chinese language. So now let's say that by the time they work out TikTok, everybody has moved on to Red Note. And so now Congress has to pass a bill and draft a bill and write a bill. And I mean, you go to the number one app, like I'm looking on the App Store right now on my iPhone, number one in social, and it's literally in Chinese. The Red Note app is literally in Chinese. It's not even, they're not even pretending that it's not China owned. And it's number one in the app store. TikTok is number two. You see what I mean? This app has already surpassed TikTok. Instagram is number one in photo and video, but it's not number one in social. Facebook is number six in social. You know who uses Facebook now? We do. Not teenagers. A lot of, not college kids anymore. They Facebook is not cool. I mean, Henry and I, when he was on the show, we talked about this quite a bit back in the day when they were talking about this. And Henry was a big advocate of protecting TikTok because he said it's the one place where conservatives can go and put out content and not be censored and banned. And I know that for a fact because I have a lot of friends who are conservatives who have said the same thing to me. Like Meta and Instagram and, X before Elon Musk got there. Well, all those sites were banning people. TikTok was not banning conservatives. Conservatives were able to go out there, and conservative youth were putting out content on TikTok all the time, too. But, you know, the focus becomes China, and the focus is protecting your children. And by the time everybody gets around to dealing with this, by then TikTok is old and everybody's moved on. So this Red Note app will gain steam very, very quickly. It's already number one, but it's going to gain even more steam and even more users. And then they'll turn around and they'll try to ban that app. And then something else will take its place. And you won't be able to keep up with this. So my point is that you got to figure out and recognize that reality. Young people like doing what they're not supposed to do. I mean, we all were young once. We all know this. Like, I mean, I was a teenager. I was a college kid at one point. We always wanted to be the rebellious thing. We don't want to be on the app where our parents are on. Like, kids don't want to be on Facebook because their parents are on Facebook. Kids don't want to be on Instagram anymore because their parents are on Instagram. So they're not interested in being on that. They want to be rebellious. India banned TikTok. Most of the 200 million users basically just went to Facebook and Instagram alternatives without going to Facebook and Instagram. Also, the App Store won't be allowed to offer TikTok in their store any longer if this is enforced. So people will still be able to use TikTok on their phones, but without updates to the app. Performance will degrade over time, and it will become susceptible to hacks. And, of course, this ban is all attempting to prevent China from hacking people. But without updates, it becomes susceptible to hacks, because that's what really the updates or hacks, that's what the updates are there to do, is to try to patch up any holes that are found. Because, again, hackers also move at the speed of light, too. TikTok is on the top 10 for Android users. Just out of curiosity, Kirk, let me know what the number one is in the Google Play Store, if it's Red Note. I'm curious where Red Note ranks in the Google Play Store. So that's what I mean. It's whack-a-mole here. You're never going to be able to get ahead of this. So I think the real question here is, can you save TikTok before it's too late? And I don't know. President Trump said the following regarding TikTok a short time ago, and he at one point was absolutely in favor of banning TikTok, and then he saw the light on this. And I also think that anybody who's for the banning of TikTok needs to see the reality of this, which is that a ban is silly. It's like banning alcohol. It really is. It's prohibition all over again. Did banning alcohol stop people from drinking alcohol? No, of course not. But we don't learn these lessons of prohibition. We don't. It's funny to me. It's how we don't learn our lesson on prohibition is just amazing to me. We keep repeating these same mistakes. I know it's funny to me. It really is. But here is President Trump talking about TikTok and what he said about this. Cut number two.
How do you plan to stop the ban on TikTok next month?
Who?
How do you plan to stop the ban on TikTok next month?
We'll take a look at TikTok. You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok had something to do with that. Now, Joe Rogan did, and some of the other people that were recommended by my son, Barron, he knew names. I said, who is that? Tell me, who's that? Dad, you got to be kidding. I can't believe you don't know. And I did those interviews, and it was actually sort of cute, if you want to know the truth. But we did them, and that had an impact. But TikTok had an impact, and so we're taking a look at it.
He put out the following statement on Truth Social. The Supreme Court decision was expected and everyone must respect it. What? Dictators don't respect court rulings they don't like. And everyone must respect it. My decision on TikTok will be made in the not too distant future, but I must have time to review the situation. Stay tuned. That's what he said. Here's Senator Rand Paul. I tend to agree with Senator Rand Paul on this. I've always told you this. But again, even beyond the free speech implications, because I understand, you know, Congress passed a law. The president signed it. The Supreme Court says you're banning ownership of a company, so it's not free speech grounds. I disagree with them on this. But I also think, again, this is it's a moot point. Because TikTok will become old news, old hat, and then by next week, everyone will be on, if they're not already, on something else. And this is just, you're playing whack-a-mole here. And I know for a lot of people of a certain age, probably I'm in this category too, it's hard to even fathom all this because it's like hard to keep up with all these changes. I find it to be annoying. I personally hate all of it. I really do. I wish there was just one app. You know what I mean? I just, for example, I just got asked by Jimmy's team to post the photos of the Fox News Saturday Night promo shots for, you know, for tomorrow night. So I just posted them on Instagram, and that'll post automatically to Facebook. Then I got to go separately and post it on my X page. You know, by the way, my Instagram page is Zioli Show, so please follow that. Then it's like, then I got to go into my TikTok page and post it there. I mean, it's all annoying. I mean, I don't even know what other apps being used. I know that a lot of young people who may not even listen to talk radio are on TikTok. That's what President Trump was alluding to. So, yeah, I mean, the youth we'll figure out this before Congress has a chance to figure it out. That's for damn sure. But here's what Senator Rand Paul said about this issue. Cut number one.
Your reaction to the TikTok ruling?
Disappointment. I do believe that banning a social media app like TikTok is a violation of the First Amendment. I haven't had a chance to read the ruling yet, but very disappointed. 170 million Americans express themselves on TikTok on a daily basis, and it's just wrong for the government to ban it. Most of the reasons the government banned it were based on accusations, not proof. I've never been tried and found guilty of sharing information with a communist government or any of that. They've actually offered through our Foreign Investment Committee that oversees foreign investments. They've offered to have the data here. They've offered to work with Oracle to house the data in the United States. They've offered to have an American board. In fact, it's misreported that it's a Chinese company to begin with. It's owned 60% of the company is owned by international investors. But disappointing. I don't think the battle's over yet, though. I'm hopeful that President Trump in coming in can have some ability. It sounds like Biden left the door open, perhaps, for some executive action from President Trump, and I hope that's what will happen.
What about the optics or messages of the court upholding the TikTok ban and the CEO of TikTok appearing at inauguration on Monday?
Yeah, I don't have anything to say on that. Anything else?
So, I mean, you know, you could cheer this on. Like I just saw Brian Kilmeade was on Fox, and he was saying all Americans should cheer this on. Sure, you know, I mean, if you're in favor of this ban, knock yourself out. But I'm telling you, it's not going to solve the broader problem of Chinese spying and Chinese hacking and everything else. And if we continue to say that you don't want it, you can't use this app because the government doesn't want you to, and that's exactly what young people are going to do, which is use the app. So I don't really have the answer for that other than I'm sure somebody is probably going to buy it, and I'm sure it'll become an American-owned company. But I also have to tell you that that ultimately is what the Democrats want. This is why I've said don't get distracted by the C word of China or the other C word, children. Because this is Massachusetts Democrat Congressman Jake Auchincloss saying the quiet part out loud about what they want to do here. Take a listen.
I co-sponsored this legislation with the Chinese national security angle as my secondary concern, not my primary concern. I'm happy to talk about my concerns with Xi Jinping's use of data, particularly geolocation data and contactless data. But actually, the primary driver for me was not USA versus China. It was families versus the greed of big tech, because social media corporations are profiting by keeping our kids hooked on screen time. That screen time is eating into family time. It is deteriorating the mental health of our youth. It is undermining our civic discourse. And all of these corporations, whether we're talking about Meta or TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, all of them are evading accountability for it. Congress needs to step up, but the first step to that is holding TikTok to account to U.S. law, not to Chinese law.
Well, Congressman, you just listed a number of other social media accounts or social media companies. Meta, you said, YouTube. Why single out TikTok? Why not do a more broad bill that gets across and goes after all those social media companies that you just listed?
I have. What's different about TikTok is it is not domiciled in the United States, so it's not subject to any law that I would write. So the first step is, okay, TikTok, you're subject to U.S. law. Second step is, okay, all social media corporations, you're going to have to answer to Congress.
See what I mean? This is what they ultimately want to do. And again, it's very, very easy to get distracted by the fear-mongering of China, and very easy to get distracted by it's for the children. Believe me, I get it. It's very easy for that to happen. But listen to what Jake Auchincloss just said and understand that that's what they want to do. All right? So please, just keep that in mind. You know, whenever they talk about bans, I think these people always have an ulterior motive. And their ultimate goal is to control all the social media companies for the purposes of being able to continue to be able to ensure that the information that you and I get is the information that they want you to get, and to be able to censor the information that they don't like. And if the Democrats wait, when the Democrats are back in charge one day, because they will be back in charge one day, because that's just how American politics works. You know, I'd love to be able to tell you we're going to have, you know, 25, 30 years of Republican rule, but it's just never seems to be the way it works in America. They will go forward with that. So Rand makes a great point, too, because proponents of the ban say China can basically access any part of your phone just by downloading the TikTok app. But no one has offered any hard evidence of that, which is true. I mean, they've said that before to people, you know. Could China do all these things? And they keep coming back and saying, well, theoretically they could. But yeah, I mean, theoretically, yes, I guess they could. But then theoretically, then all these other apps, you're going to have to basically then come out with a blanket ban on any app that is a Chinese-owned app. And if you want to do that, then pass a law that says no Chinese-made apps. But I have a question for you. And it's this. How many items do you buy that are made in China that have the ability to spy on you and your family and potentially hack you and everything else? Because your television, these phones that we're using, I mean, really, your iPhone is made in China. Like, that's the irony of all this. Your television is made in China. Every TV now has the ability to spy on you. Most of the software for cars is Chinese software. Most of the security cameras you buy are made in China. I mean, think about this. Beyond just this app, I bought it. If you look at your, if you have a computer, that computer was most likely made in China. That computer is a spy vessel. How do we know China is not loading things into these TVs and these computers that they could one day turn on and be able to hack all our information and download malware? And we don't know that. I mean, I could sit here and say all those things too, and the answer would be, well, we just don't know. Now, how do I know that this computer that I'm using, this MacBook, designed in California by Apple but made in China, how do I not know that one day China will be able to show, or let me use a different example. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, there was a producer of a radio show who found Pete Hegseth to be remarkably attractive and was browsing photos of him, and one day in the future, China decided to blackmail that guy by showing all of his browsing history looking at Pete Hegseth photos. Again, purely hypothetical. Or was looking at gorgeous camel photos. And not camel toe photos either, if you know what I mean. But no, but DeSantis, I mean, that's the thing, right? All of these, every single device that we have can spy on us now, whether it's the that robotic little spy machine in your kitchen, whose name I won't say right now, made in China, your computer made in China, all these smart TVs made in China, the software in your car made in China, all these things. How do we not know that Beijing's getting everything on us at this moment? So beyond just apps, which it sounds so easy to say just ban an app, when they could tomorrow they'll make another app. Like an app takes like, I mean, I'm not a, I mean, you could develop an app very, very quickly. But how do we not know that the software in the hardware or some firmware update that's required at some point is not going to be able to do all the things that they're warning us about? So then do you need not only just a ban of Chinese-made apps, but then everything made in China? I know people would turn around and say, absolutely, yes. Number one, we don't have the ability tomorrow to just start turning around and manufacturing all these things in America. I would love to get to that point, believe me, and we should. That would be ideal. It's also going to raise the prices of things enormously, and I'm okay with that, but I mean, just understand that fact. And yeah, 60% of TikTok is owned by institutional investors like BlackRock. There's a Chinese-based company that builds components for one of the most popular police body cams used in America. All these drones that we're talking about, you go to Best Buy, you buy your son or your daughter a drone, or you buy a drone for your own recreational purposes, it's made in China. And most of these things now require a phone to work in terms of the using the video components and everything else. So if we are really genuinely worried about Chinese spyware and Chinese everything, then please understand it's bigger than just that. There's more to the story than just that. It's just the reality. 855-839-1210 is the number if you'd like to weigh in on this today. If you have thoughts on this, if you support the app or the ban, if you disagree with it, let me know your thoughts. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli, and feel free to jump in and weigh in. The other thing, too, is that a lot of American-based apps are also spying on you and collecting your data. Google being number one, Meta being number one. See, I mean, again, you know, Meta and Google want to shine the warning about TikTok, and they're really behind a lot of the efforts behind banning TikTok because it's a competitor. But you don't think those guys are spying on you and collecting all your data? Abso-friggin-lutely they are. That's why DuckDuckGo is the way I use the internet. And this is not a promotional spot here. I'm saying that right now. I'm saying it for that purpose. So we are at a point now where our technology, we are so beholden to China for our technology. And yeah, we ultimately need to shift that back to America, but it's going to take time. And in the meantime, every television in your home, every computer in your home, every smartphone, every smart device, your Ring doorbell, all of these things made in China.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.